Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
I mean, you start talking about restaurants that are dependent on the oil and gas business. Talk to me a little bit about the responsibility behind that.
Well, I think you're right in that the technology companies kind of come and go, and their business is generated by the overall wealth-generating companies. But I think we are on the cusp of a real technology boom in North Dakota when you look at some of the applications that agriculture and energy want to make of technology on things like pipeline monitoring and UAS and some of those technologies. I think we're going to be looking at a real growth industry there. But I don't think you can ever get away from the fact that wealth always comes either from the topsoil or underground. You either dig wealth out of the ground, drill a hole and produce it, or you grow it from the topsoil. And that's where the basic wealth of a society or a culture is generated. And then the other things about how best to use that resource generate a lot of the technology jobs and transportation jobs and those sorts of things. But the basic wealth comes from the earth.
Couldn't agree more. The natural resources and the land. I was always told by my Uncle Keith, always get land because it's the only thing that's worth anything. And there's even more worth below the ground. So old farmer out of Wilmer area. I wanted to transition into a column that Art Berman wrote regarding the Bakken's best days are behind it. And I talked to him for a little bit. Nice guy, wasn't combative. He was just trying to be as a matter of fact, like based on his research. Are you familiar with this column that he wrote?
Yes, I've read the column and done some serious thinking about it, and worked with Justin Kringsted, who's our director for our pipeline authority in North Dakota, and does our modeling on wells and that sort of thing to see whether we felt like Mr. Berman had picked up on something that we might be missing or not.
Well, I guess, what did you make of it? A couple points that I thought were interesting was the water that's being, the water to gas ratio down in the wells, I thought was an interesting indicator. And then the other one was that the rigs are drilling too close together. He made a comment about that. And so I just, your thoughts on that as far as the water to oil content down in the well, and then if the rigs are drilling too close together.
Sure. Well, Mr. Berman worked very hard on what numbers to use in a hyperbolic decline curve, and that's something that engineers have been debating and will debate for a long time. But when we went back and looked at the basic data of a well cumulative production over time, where you're not trying to put any kind of an assumption on it at all, any decline rate or hyperbolic factor, the wells have gotten better year after year after year, and there's no question that at, say, 4 or 6 months into the life of a well drilled in 2016 is vastly better than a well drilled in 2010. So that pretty much contradicts Mr. Berman's analysis. He did notice that gas to oil ratio was increasing, and also water to oil ratio was increasing. But the underlying factor there has been the increased drilling in the Three Forks formation and in the gassier part of the play, which is in northeastern McKenzie County. So that's pretty much being driven by geology, not by reservoir depletion, as he concluded. Now, he indicated that he thought the wells were being drilled too close together and they were interfering with each other. Been a lot of work done on that over the last couple of years by the oil and gas operators, and through the Bakken Production Optimization Group, they have figured out that up until probably last year, the wells were being drilled really too far apart, and that getting the wells close enough together to where the hydraulic fractures interfere a little bit with each other actually contacts new rock and increases the ultimate recovery factor. So pretty much every place we looked, the basic geology and the basic facts said, no, it's not the beginning and the end of the Bakken. It's really the end of the beginning.
The way I kind of, when I talked to him, I just asked him flat out. I said, I think this is a different shale play. I think that it's going to have, and he agrees that it's a long, it's going to have years, many years after it. And to me, it seems like this hydraulic fracturing, they were really trying to fine tune over the last 10 years. And with the advent of technology, the rigs have gotten so much cheaper and so much more efficient. And like I mentioned earlier, that when we had low oil prices, we were still doing close to 1 million barrels a day, yet everybody was talking about how the oil and gas industry is going through problems. And I kind of looked at it like we need to start looking at these shale plays in a different light. Do you kind of know what I mean by that?
Sure. And, you know, I think one of the things, Jason, that people are going to be shocked by is some recent research that was partially funded by the Oil and Gas Research Council, done by Whiting Petroleum, on refracturing wells that were drilled, you know, prior to the 2010 discovery that staged fracking would really change the shale play. So there are thousands of wells out there that were done with single stage fracks, or maybe three, four, five stages in the frack job. And Whiting has done a couple of wells now using new technology with diverters and micropropants. And the one that we've got longer term results on shows a sustained fivefold increase in production with a change in the gas oil ratio and the water oil ratio that says, hey, they hydraulically fractured into new rock and are going to actually permanently increase substantially the estimated ultimate recovery of that well. So there are thousands of wells out there that have potential for that refracturing technology. There's just a ton of really exciting things happening that are going to be relatively inexpensive and yield a lot more oil out of the Bakken play.
Final thoughts. Feel free to take the conversation whatever direction you want. If you want to reemphasize anything, if you want to summarize it, or if you want to bring up something new we haven't talked about yet, I always like to give guests the final word. So the floor is yours, Mr. Lynn Helms.
Well, I think you saw a pretty good legislative session for the oil and gas sector in North Dakota, as difficult as the revenue problems and the spending problems for the state are. The state stepped up and really put some serious money at research in reclamation practices, put some serious money at continued research in leak detection for pipelines, put some serious money into some things that the Geological Survey can do in terms of waste storage and also dredging of small lakes to get topsoil for reclamation. And so industry and the state both are pressing forward with a lot of research, a lot of learning opportunities, so that we add tens of years to this Bakken play.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com.
Where the lanes divide it. You and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
When you get to me, I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land that's soft and warm.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you're running on a thin line through a frozen void. No feeling in your fingers, no other choice.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Hauls now hiring. Experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.